Father, we want to thank you this morning for this opportunity once again you have given to us to meet with your people. I want to thank you, God, because, Lord, you have been our wonderful Lord and our Savior. Thank you, God, for all our era this morning. Thank you, God, for the testimony they have. And thank you, God, for the leading you have given to them. Thank you for the spirit of encouragement. Thank you for any situation that they find themselves right now, because I know it will glorify yourself. Father, as we have come to them this morning, let there be an encounter with your word in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that, Father, Lord, through this word this morning, you will meet every man and every woman at the point of needs, O God, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, I pray, O God, that as we hear this word, it will not stand against us on the day of condemnation, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, Lord. Blessed be your name forever. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. I want to thank God who has preserved you and I today and has given us this wonderful time to hear the word of God and to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. I'm sure I meet you very well. How are you and how are you doing? May the Lord bless you and prosper you. Even as we have entered the second half of this year, I pray that this second year will be much more glorious and wonderful than the first half, in the name of Jesus Christ. God will do you well. He will visit your family. His plan for you will come to pass. And you will not miss God's plan and purpose for your life, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I know that very soon, that thing you are looking for will surely come forth in Jesus' name. And you will give your testimonies. So it shall be in the name of Jesus Christ. Help me to invite all your people, tell your friends that church on air is now on this channel, that it is now time for God even to bless us. Hallelujah. Amen. For some times now, we've been talking on God's purpose for man. God's purpose for man. And this led us to the study of, you know, of a topic called justification. You know, that is, justification is the act of God declaring a sinner who believes in him righteous. Every sinner that believes in Christ, God, you know, declares them, you know, righteous. That is justification. Then we move to sanctification. And we define sanctification as, you know, a Christian to be free from the power of sin and to be set apart for God's use. A Christian to be free from the power of sin and to be set aside for God's use. Then today, by the grace of God, we are going to continue on God's purpose for man. We are going to talk about fulfilling our commission. So this morning, by the grace of God, I'm going to be sharing with you on fulfilling our commission. And what is our commission? Our commission is our divine assignment. Our commission is the work that Jesus Christ has given to you and I to do for him till he comes back to this world. You know, our commission, you know, is that thing, that work that God specifically gave to you to do for him in this world. Hallelujah. Now, let's take off right now in the book of John, John chapter 17. I want us to read verse number 15. John 17, 15.
I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the devil.
18 now.
As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world.
Can you see now? You know, he said that, look, I pray not that thou should take these ones, you know, out of the world, but that thou should keep them from evil. So number one thing I want you to know, that God has planned to keep you from evil. There are evil all around us today. There are evil, you know, left and right. There are a lot of things that are happening today in our nation, Nigeria. They are full of evil. But the Bible says it will keep you and your family from every evil. You know, all that is happening, you will only hear it. You will hear them, but it will not be your portion. You will not experience evil. I thought you said bigger amen. Hallelujah. Now, by the verse 18, he now said, as thou hast sent me into this world. So, who sent Jesus to this world? God. For what purpose? For the purpose of reconciliation. For the purpose, you know, of redemption. for the purpose of bringing you back to God. Can you see that? So Jesus was a sent one, you know, to redeem mankind from sin. So Abner says, "For as thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I sent them into the world." Can you see now? So God sent Jesus to the world for the purpose of saving mankind. And now Jesus now gave up the baton. He gave you and I the assignment to continue. That is what they call Great Commission. So we are standing in for Jesus. So we have been sent. You know, we are licensed preacher. Bible says, go into the world and preach my gospel to every creature. The assignment you have is to go and preach the gospel. You know, but many people in the church today, they are not aware of this. You know what they are doing? They are gossiping, slandering. You know, they are talking, you know, by biting. The devil has given them their own assignment. This should not be so. When you see a church where there is gossiping by biting, that church cannot stand. You know the reason? The Holy Ghost is not there. Can you see now? So when there is a church that is full of rancor and bitterness and all these things, I am telling you, you know, that church has been clothed with the power of darkness. So we have been sent, you know, to the world. As Jesus was sent to this world and he redeemed us, so he has given us the baton. And he said, we too, we must go and what? And evangelize the whole world. Now let's look at Matthew, Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 5, can we read verses 14 and 16? Matthew 5, 14 and then 16.
We are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
So you are the light. You are a changing agent. You are a cleansing element. You know, you are the light of the world, not of the church now, because Jesus is the light of the church. But he said, you, that you are listening to me this morning, he said, you are the light of the world. You are a city that is set on a hill that cannot be hid. So it means then, therefore, that for you to shine, you must go on this assignment. You must go on this errand. You know, for you to shine forth as God, we want this, you must obey. Can you see now? And when you shine, in that same verse 16, it says, let your light so shine before men. You know, when you obey this Great Commission, your light will shine. You know, there will be a new glory imparted upon you. So he said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Your good works is this assignment. The work that God has committed to your hands. The work that God has given to you. Everybody that has a part in God, they must go out for evangelism. Can you see now? They must go out for evangelism. So if you say you are a Christian, a genuine Christian, then there's a need for you to move out and share Jesus to people. In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, let's see verses 18 and 20. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 18 and 20.
And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God.
Hallelujah. Now, can you say, all things are of God. All things. All things. And, you know, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. So, we are reconciled back to God by who now? By Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus is our reconciliator. Jesus is our connector. He's the one that stands between man and God, according to the Bible. So Jesus is the one, you know, that drew us back to God. Because sometimes ago, we are far from God. Sometimes ago, we are enemies of the cross. Sometimes ago, we are not of God. But thank God for what Jesus did, you know. So Jesus, he came to reconcile us, you know, to God. As Bible now said, he has given us also the ministry of reconciliation. That is the work I have done for you. Now you go and stand on my behalf. You go and do it to others. If truly you are saved, go out for others to what? to be saved. Go out for others to be saved. That's what the Bible is saying there. Go out for others to be saved. If truly you are saved, and that says, and now we are ambassador for Christ. Oh my God. So you are an ambassador. An ambassador in this world represents a whole country in a foreign land. Can you see that? An ambassador represents all of us. So as you are in this world, you are representing heaven. Can you see now? You are representing God. You are representing heaven. And one way to represent Him is, apart from your behavior and your conduct, is also to win souls, to preach the kingdom of God. This is fulfilling your commission. The moment you preach Christ, share the gospel in every method that God has given to you, you are fulfilling this commission. Can you see? So you are an ambassador. You are a representative. You are standing in for God. May we never fail Him in Jesus' name. May you not fail Jesus. Now, look at all that He has done for you. Look at all the blessings He has given to you. He's expecting you to reciprocate. He wants you also to stand for Him. You have been asking Him, God, give me this, God, give me that. And God has been favorable unto you. He has given you all things. So why are you waiting? Look at your church. Why can't you be an agent, to populate the church, Many a times, I will see the church. I will see a lot of, chairs unoccupied, even on Sundays. And you are there in that church. Excuse me, what are you doing? What's your assignment? What's your assignment? You must arise. I am sharing with all Christians this morning to arise to the work that Jesus has given to us. Let us arise and do the work. And then you will see there will be great reward. And so shall be in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ declared in Matthew 28. Let's read from verse 19. To 20. Matthew 28:19-20.
Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen.
We have been commanded. The word Bible says, go ye. The word go ye is a command. But you are sitting. You are idle. He said, go ye. It's a command. He's not begging us to do this work. God is not begging us. You know what is there? He's telling us to go. Go into the world. Your world can be where you are. Your world can be where you are teaching. Your world can be your environment. Your world can be the marketplace. Your world can be, anywhere. Anywhere you find yourself. He said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I will see you after this time around in Jesus' name.
Are you under satanic covenant or curses? Is your life full of delay or no accomplishment at all? Join Reverend David Onanuga and Crush the Devil program every Friday by 10 a.m. at Christian Dominion Network Ministries International, behind Daptop Oil and Gas, Rock City Avenue, Acero, Abeokuta. Come and experience God's power. Jesus is Lord.
Welcome back in Jesus' name. This morning I'm sharing with you on fulfilling our commission. Why? Because Jesus has given us the baton to go. He has sent us to go to the, to the world and to proclaim His gospel. And when you are doing that, you are making Him happy. May you make heaven happy in the name of Jesus Christ. Let me share the second part of this teaching with you this morning. What are some things that befall a Christian during the journey to glory? Because we are going on a journey. Can you see now? I just want to add this message to read this morning to complement it. We are on a journey. Don't forget that this world is a place of transition. This world is not where God has promised us. If this world is where God promised us, it will be another woeful thing. God has promised us, even when he spoke, you know, he said, you know, in my father's house, I've had many mansions. And he said, I'm going there. And when I go, he said, I will come back and I will take you to where I will be. Can you see now? So this world is not our place. Yoruba, we say, Aye Loja, Orunile, this place is a temporal place for us. Can you see now? This place is not our permanent abode. But some people now, they are thinking they have come to a place where they will die and they will make it. That is, you know, they don't think that, you know, this place is a place of transition. You know, now, see very, very well, we Christians, you know, as we are on a journey to glory, there are some things that happened. There are some things that befall us. You know, and I want you to know that this is very real. And it's not because you have sinned. It's not because, you know, you have moved out of Christ. But it's, there are things that also happen to Jesus. So what are those things, you know, that befall Christians on the journey to glory? Let's see, first of all, Matthew chapter 4, verse number 1. Matthew chapter 4, verse 1.
Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil.
So one thing that happens to us is temptation. You know, temptation. Temptation is from the devil. No? So the Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians that when we are tempted, we are not tempted by God, but by the devil. Can you see now? So, you know, there are many forms of temptation. Do you know that Jesus himself was tempted? That's why I said that, you know, what before us, you know, are things, you know, there are things that also happened to Jesus. He was tempted. Temptation will come. You might be anything in this world, but the thing is this, God will not want you to fall into temptation. No, you must not. You know, temptation came to Joseph. You know, Potiphar's wife came, but he resisted it. You know, may God give you assistance. May God help you to resist every act of temptation in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. So one thing that preoccupies us, the first thing is actually temptation. Temptation is all over. You know, temptation from things of this world, financial temptation, you know, temptation is from anywhere, you know. But my prayer this morning is that God will uphold you, that you will not fall in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter number 10. 1 Corinthians, chapter 10. Let's read verse 13. 1 Corinthians 10, 13.
There has no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able. But we with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it.
Can you see, God will always make a way. I don't know what you are facing this morning. I don't know the temptation that is coming to you. But in the name of Jesus Christ, receive grace to be able to subdue it. No matter the thing the devil is using to lure you, you know, to sin, may you not never succumb in the name of Jesus Christ. So the Bible now says, you know, there are temptations, but there is none that is so common because God is so faithful, you know, who will not suffer us to be tempted above that you are able. Can you see now? God is always there for you. God is always there for you so that you will not fall into the plans that the devil have designed for you in life. And so it shall be in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Also, can we read, you know, Philippians chapter 1, verse number 29. Philippians chapter 1, verse 29.
For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake.
So number two thing that happens on this way of glory is suffering. Can you see now? He said, for unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake. You know, you are not suffering as a busybody. You are not suffering as a thief. But you are suffering because you partake of Christ. They call it Christ suffering. Can you see now? So, there will be suffering. Excuse me. There is a song you normally sing. You say, me, no, go, suffer. Oh, who said that? There will be suffering. You know, Bible says, ye that, you know, of Christ, you know, there are suffering for them. There are suffering. So there will be suffering one way or the other because you are keeping to your oath. You are keeping to the standard of your calling. You know, see how Christ suffered? But yet, he never allowed himself to be moved. You know, he suffered many places. He suffered in many areas. But you know what now? He never allowed those suffering to distract him. Praise the name of the Lord. When you look at the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, you know, in verse number 2. Hebrews 12, verse 2.
Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
So you too must endure. Suffering will come. Bible says, Jesus, he endured the cross. Oh my. So he endured the cross, you know, he despised the shame, because it's so shameful to be nailed on the cross. Can you see now? It's so shame. And he went there because of you. Not that because he was a sinner. You know, he went there for you. So, what else now? He suffered shame. You know, why? Why? Because of the joy that was what? Set before him. Excuse me, there's a joy set before you. The glory of heaven. That is the joy. Will you miss it because of all the small things of this world? The perishable things. The cotton corn of a thing. Will you, because of what you are passing through now, now miss this glory that God has prepared for you? No way, you cannot. You cannot. You cannot, because, you know, of all these things, you know, all this fornication of few minutes that we enjoy for few minutes now take you from eternal life. Will you want to go to hellfire? You know, so please, you need to endure. You know, Paul was talking to Timothy that he should endure all things. So you have to endure, you know. So as we are going on to this thing, you must endure. You know, I pray in the name of Jesus that you receive grace to endure all things in the name of Jesus Christ. Also, in John chapter 16, John 16, can we read verse number 33?
This thing I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world.
So, on the way to glory, there will be tribulation. Are you seeing that? So, you know why I'm sharing this to you? Because many people thought that since now that you're a Christian, you have to be enjoying your life. You have to be eating bread and butter every day. This will be so cozy, no problem. Excuse me, who told you that? Somebody came to my office sometimes and he said, "Now I'm a Christian, I'm having more challenges." I said, "Yes, because you are in the opposite government. So the devil will come to challenge you. The devil will come to oppress you, but you must stand." I don't know what you are passing through right now as you are hearing this word this morning, but you know what now? You must stand as a child of God. I don't know how you are suffering this morning, but you must not be moved. I know there are some people there hearing me this morning that they are going through a lot of in this world right now. Many people have been bereaved. Many people, you know, have been naked. Many, you know, they have received blow, serious blow. Excuse me, don't throw into towel. Don't quit your faith. Don't say, "I don't want to do it again. I don't want to follow Christ again because this suffering is too much." No, at the end of every tunnel, there's a light. Do you know that if you can just, you know, hold on unto Christ, your story will change very soon. The Bible now says, "These things are spoken to you, that in me there is peace. In the world there is tribulation." Can you see now? So in this world there are tribulations. Bible says, "Be of good cheer. I what? Overcome the world." When you can stand your ground, at the end you will have testimony. Bible says, "He said, I have overcome the world." He overcame on our behalf. He overcame so that we will not be destroyed, you know, in the things of this world. So what am I saying this morning is that don't quit. Say, "I will not quit." Don't quit at all. Don't, because of what you are passing through, you know, now deny your faith and say, "I cannot bear again. All these things, they are too much for me." James chapter 1. Let's read verses 2 and 3. James chapter 1, verses 2 and 3.
My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience.
Yes. Read verse 4 also.
But let patience have a perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing.
Now, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. When you fall into, you find yourself in suffering for Christ. I'm not saying suffering for the sin you have done for this world. No. You know, you are suffering because of Christ's sake. Because you are numbered with Christ and you are suffering. Look, this morning, I pray for all of you. Hearing me! That no matter what you are going through, receive grace to go through it in the name of Jesus. Tomorrow, I'll be praying for all the people in this category in the church. I want to see you and I know that God will touch your life. Thank you for giving me this audience. See you in church tomorrow by 7:30 in Jesus' name. Amen.
For free prayer and counseling, kindly reach Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga on 080-33-855-927. 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen.
Everything I want to say.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the man for our free tracts and magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The man for our books on various topics. Join us in our family live and leadership conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.